Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg. I normally give you my website address for Keen, but for some reason they have taken my website down. I actually have not received an explanation as to why. For sure. So that's up in the air. There is an arbitration meeting on Monday. So in the meantime, if you need to get a hold of me, it's Daisy May, DAISEYMAE81 at hotmail.com for prayer requests or questions. And today's health tip is astragalus root. It is a, my source is Dr. Richard Becker and also the Health Science Institute at bioinnovations.net for Dr. Richard Becker. This herb is amazing. It actually puts up a shield defense against disease, viruses, cold, everything. Protects the kidneys, and it's a good source to stop aging. It mixes well, but you must ask your doctor if you're taking blood thinners or if you have autoimmune disorder. I'm going to bring up that question. It was brought up to me, and I'm going to bring up that question and find out if there is a contradiction there. So, our cosmic weather, the moon squares Neptune, inspiring creative energy and a good spiritual aspect. It's a good day for readings. Yay. The Sun and Jupiter is in a recent trine, blesses financial aspects. So it's a good time to call in your harvest, folks. Mars has gone retrograde. This will affect us until mid-November. There may be difficulty understanding your men right now, or understanding men, period, and we will feel less assertive. We could, and it could create havoc for the presidential election. As if we didn't know that one. Okay, our prime scripture for today is Matthew 24, beginning at verse 4. I urge you to read this scripture, this chapter, because I don't have time to go through it all. We have highlights, wars and rumors of wars. We've seen that. Take heed not to be deceived. We know that we're being deceived right now, and that's very relevant to us right now. Nation against nation, we've seen that. Famine, Sudan, as in a huge famine. Epidemics, COVID-19. Earthquakes, we've witnessed all these things, as well as persecution of Christians. And we have seen that in various places, as well as them Christians being killed and stopping church services. One area in this scripture, underlined but emphasis on, see that you're not troubled. And that's kind of hard when we're looking at everything that's facing us today and things that are happening in our life, because actually there's a scripture that states the signing of the peace treaty would begin the 7 years of tribulation, which also indicates the coming of Christ. So Paul said in Ephesians, not to lose heart at tribulations. You can see that in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13. Paul, who was Saul before, when he was Saul, he was up for the highest position of authority in the Sanhedrin and head of all the scribes. He persecuted Christians, believing he was doing the will of God. He became Paul after he had an encounter with Jesus. The point here is people can believe wrong. Prophecy has it that a lot of people will wax cold at this time, as Scripture puts it, and pull away from the truth. Some have taught wrong. We've all been taught wrong. The Bible was manipulated with eons of time ago to man's benefit. And my point and purpose is to bring people into the personal relationship with Jesus. If you have a personal relationship with Jesus, he will open the scriptures to you, to the truth. And it's critical now, at this time, that we have a personal relationship. And I'm sure this is why I was asked to do these radio shows. And I'm glad that I can contribute to whoever I contribute to. the return of Jesus is soon, and he doesn't want anyone lost. So that's the main thing today that I wanted to talk about. And many of these media ministries are beginning to speak of the last days. There are many references. Just get a hold of me if you want an in-depth study of this, of how to survive this time and what's going to happen, what you can expect during this tribulation period. But I can tell you this, if you will connect yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. We will be raptured, and we will get through all of this safely. Okay, I'm going to start taking calls now, but before I do, Lord, we come to you today. We ask for your guidance of the Holy Spirit into telling us what we need to know in these images. And we want to pray for all the people who are celebrating the anniversary of 9/11, their lost loved ones, and the catastrophe that first hit our country. So we know that you speak to us in the Word about these times, and we ask that you comfort us with your peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, there we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Daisy. This is Regina.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Not sure why I got fired at age 77 for the first time in my life, but I'll get through it. It's not really bothering me. Okay. What can I do for you today?
A general will be fine.
Okay. Okay. I see a choice coming up in your love life. Now, whether that means it's part of your destiny, it's supposed to happen. And it looks like between two people.
Okay.
You're going to have to analyze this carefully. And skillfully, it says. There's something you like about both of them, and this is just beginning to start. So one of them is more successful than the other. No, this is beginning to start. It may have not started yet. It's pretty futuristic, and that's unusual for the first run. That must be the most important thing you need to know.
Okay. So you said one is more successful than the other?
Yeah, but that's not always. You know, you can have lots of money and buy a beautiful property, but it's not, you can't make it a home. You know, a lot of people think money will solve all their problems, but not so true. I mean, if you're going to be miserable, I'd rather be miserable with comfort than not. But
exactly.
I know, huh?
Exactly.
And for some reason, this is your destiny, and it's something that you have to go through.
Oh.
It's created created in your Akashic records.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
wow.
So it's a path you're supposed to go on. And you may need help with this because, it's not an easy choice. And it's because there's something you like about both of them.
Oh, wow.
I know,
that is crazy. Yeah, because
now, is that area been kind of not much action?
Well, I talked to someone right now, so it must be another guy that's going to come just out of the blue.
You're going to enjoy this. I mean, it's a lot of attention. I mean, who doesn't like attention, right?
Even
babies like attention. So pets too, you know, everybody likes attention. So I mean, there's a lot of attention, and it helps heal you from some insecurities, or maybe somebody that disillusioned you in the past. Kind of gives you a healing. But then when the party's over, I mean, there's going to come a time where you have to make a choice. And when when that time comes, that's where the difficulty is. And I'll be glad to help you. I don't know if I'll be on Keen or not, but you have my email address. You can get in touch with me. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do yet.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. First, I'd like to know what the reason is. I think it may be because I was alone for a long time, but I had health issues myself. I was in ICU, and then I had to take care of my grandchildren because of a family issue, and then the COVID-19 wouldn't let them go to school. I had to do homeschooling.
Yeah.
It was like I couldn't do it.
Oh, my gosh. You had a lot going on. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're spanking me for it, but that's okay. It's okay. So this looks like a very interesting time that's coming up for you, and it looks like it's going to start here in October.
My gosh.
So,
wow. I guess.
And if you need me, just remember the email address, and I don't know exactly if I'll be on Keen or not. We'll see what I'm going to do. I'm not sure. I have to see what their arbitration means and what they're doing. Okay?
Exactly. Okay. I definitely will let you know. Thank you so much, Daisy.
You're welcome. God bless.
Have a great day. God bless you, too.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hi, it's me, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
She's like, where do I begin?
Thanks for telling me that you couldn't find the website. That's how I found out they took it down.
Yeah, you were on there. I was on the list they gave me on the waiting list, you. So I went to go check it, and you were gone. I was like, just like that.
I know.
That was weird.
I signed in and to take calls. The next thing I know is they wouldn't even let me back on my page. And I'm going, okay.
Oh,
so
I called
customer service, and there's an arbitration Monday. So we'll see what happens.
Oh. Well, maybe you're not supposed to be on Keen anymore. Maybe you're going someplace else. You know, we're all moving
that's
someplace.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Things
that,
are changing.
I, you know, I'm not bothered
that's
by it.
Thinking.
So I'm not bothered. So we'll just see.
I'm not getting bothered by anything. I got a lot of things going on, but I'm not bothered. It's kind of like
isn't
what
that great?
Saying,
that's
so.
A great
that's
feeling.
That's a first for me.
Well, that's a sign that God's got our back, and you know, the closer you get to Him, the less anything bothers you. No matter what's coming up, you know you're going to be covered, and God's got us covered, and we just we're going to be okay. So. I like
yeah,
it.
But the
I
devil fights harder and
like
harder, and that's where I'm exhausted
stuff.
From. So that's,
what can I do for
yeah,
you today?
The closer we get, the harder the devil fights, though. It's like that for me.
Oh, I
anyway.
Know.
So
I know.
I'm going to let you do my
no, everybody.
Today. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Good luck.
He's created all this mess. None of this comes from God, you know?
I know.
And the scripture talked about a plague during the last days. Well, COVID-19. So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A surprise.
You got
a surprise coming. A good one.
Who, for me?
Good surprise.
Oh,
I like this financial aspect that we're in, and it's going to last for, a little bit here. But I have a surprise from someone from your past. It's a man.
Can I guess? Because I think I know.
Yeah.
Is this something
I got to
take a step forward? Does it have to do with, you remember Jack passed away, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And only his his friend's wife was calling me. But I think there's something to do with John's a politician, but I can't say his name. So
no, okay.
Is that
you don't have
it? Did I need to send that email that I'm hesitating to do because I don't feel right doing it?
I think you should let this play out without taking any action.
Okay, don't.
This person is going to get in touch with you. And I know about the man that's departed because we know that you've had messages and I've had messages. And this is something, it was a sad situation, but it's going to be some kind of victory for you. Are you applying for a health job?
I was going to try and do this lady I ran into, kind of like...
Well, I see that coming up. That's your next
work
card.
Work from home?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be... end up being a prosperous thing. It may not look like that at first, but because they've had trouble in the past. But once you settle in with this, it'll be good for you.
Uh-huh. How about...
But there's an offer coming up with that, and I'm going to say in less than a week, probably.
Okay. What
Anything
about
else?
Me moving? Moving. I got to move in October. I got to. I can't stay here. Where am I going? I don't know where I'm going.
That's going on all over the country. People are moving out of New York in droves. People are moving out of Chicago in droves. People are moving out of California in droves, and I want to be on that list.
my lease is up, and
crazy.
I want to renew. I got to get out of this situation where I'm living. Because of my grandson, Anthony, and I got to move out of here. I just got to. I got to get him out of here.
Okay. I think you will do that. It looks like securing this job is going to help.
Uh-huh.
You're moving.
Okay.
And I want to say this. I think things are going to start getting better with you. That's why you have this calmness. You know, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. A calmness that comes over us when we are connected with Jesus because he gives us his peace. And it's just like everything is going to work out, but it's just like right now we're in the middle of a transition of change. And that's uncomfortable, you know, for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an unknown factor. You know, am I making the right decision? Where should I go? What should I do? But
well, doesn't it say in the Bible,
about everything.
Still,
I just know it's all going to fall into place. And it looks like that for you, too, okay?
Okay.
You have my email address. If I ever go back on Keen, you'll know how to get in touch with me.
I think you're moving in the other direction, Janet.
I really feel
you moving in another direction where you can
do more.
Yeah,
I think
good
so, too.
And for yourself as well. That's my feeling. So.
All right, I think you're right.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for participating, and you're always nice talking to you. And hang in there. There's good changes coming for both of us. God bless.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Hey,
hello,
Daisy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
How's the fire treating you? A friend of mine showed me
it's bad. That's why I'm congested. It's smoke is the very unhealthy air quality, and I'm staying in as much as possible.
He sent me a picture from his convertible as he was going home, and it looked like it was just dirt swarming around in the air. That's all it looked
awful.
Like to me.
That's why
awful.
I'm a little congested because of all the smoke. It's been really heavy the last 2 days.
Wow. But you haven't been damaged by it, have you, as far as fire?
At one point, we were completely surrounded, and the only way out was up, like I said last time on the radio. But then they got it. They're not reporting a lot of these smaller fires, you know.
Yeah.
But if you look on the map, California has the largest amount. They're saying 24.
They're pretty covered.
But there's more than
they're
that.
They're pretty covered. Oh, I'm sure there is. sure there is. Well, you stay safe there and everything. I was listening.
Thank you. What can I do for you?
What you were talking about the deception and everything. And I'm here on the East Coast, and we get a little bit more of the politics out here than probably in the rest of the United States. And there's a lot of deception going on right now.
I know.
You're absolutely correct. And so it's getting scary. It really is. Because,
yeah.
You know, United Nations wants to take over, make a world order, and then you got a crazy-ass president that wants to do all kinds of stuff. You know, and, I mean, and everybody in between, they've all got their own agendas out here.
I know.
So it's,
I know, and it's getting scary, like you said. Very scary. But you know what?
I'm sorry you're having trouble.
I believe the Lord
people.
Will take care of his own, and... you know, it's just, it's like reading or watching the news is like reading the prophecies in the Bible. They're all coming true. He talked about rioting in the streets. He talked about, you know, pollution
anymore
in the government.
Know
you know
what they're rioting for. No. They're just getting together to cause mayhem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But I'm sorry to hear that you're having trouble with Keene. I don't know what all that's about, but I hope you get it resolved. And apparently, I don't know what their beef is, but I was hoping
either.
You could take a look.
And that, you know, they haven't given me the courtesy of telling me anything, except just not letting me on. And I thought, well, okay. And then so I called customer service, and I've got an arbitration set up for Monday. We'll see.
Wow.
I'm not worried about it.
I know they did some updating and stuff, and maybe you missed something, and maybe that's why they did what they did. I don't know. But
oh, I know they got a bunch of new rules, and I know they're taking a bunch more money. That's the only things I do know. They're taking almost more than half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You have to
So I'm not worried about it. Like I said, I'm not worried about it. But I just wanted people to know that it wasn't my fault that I couldn't get on.
Yeah.
What can
I
do for you today?
Well, I was hoping you could take a look at two things. One, this that I have right now, I got it really, really late. And I talked to HR about it. And I said, look, I said, the other girls all got their audits last week. I didn't get mine until this week. Well, she said there's nothing that they can do. And I almost wanted to jump down that woman's throat and tell her, yeah, they dropped those records on the second. And I'm like, there's no excuse why they can't get those records into a data sheet. But I can't do that because this HR person is just HR, you know. So, but I was wanting to know if Davina's going to be screwing up here real soon because, you know, she keeps giving it to me late, and she didn't give me any allowance to get it done later. She wants it done at the same time I normally do, and I'm like, you know, that is just so unfair. And after I get done with this, I'm going to go to the doctor, and I'm going to put in a claim for workers' comp because my left hand barely works, and my right shoulder is killing me from sitting in a chair. And I'm tired.
Yeah, actually, I've got that in this run. I've got physical pain. I've got physical suffering, and this is really been this stress on top of it making everything worse, you know?
Yeah.
And they're not communicating with you properly, and you may have may have to do this.
Oh, I know I'm going to have to do this.
You're being forced into
it
like I'm being forced into change. And
it's not about getting back at them.
But, yeah, there's a lack of communication going on between management and people that are the contractors and people that are working.
Right. And so I was wondering if Davina is going to get caught being deceptive to the management there at the company. I want to know if they will get their eyes wide open to this girl being deceptive.
Okay.
Don't worry. Because this is ultimately costing the company more money.
Yeah, it is, and somebody's going to be looking. Good news that's definitely going to be revealed here, because there's it's causing trouble. It's causing stress. It's causing trouble, not just with you.
Yeah.
And pretty quickly here, it's not going to be a long time either.
Yeah, well, I hope they do something really soon because, I mean, I don't want to make that phone call to let them know, hey, you guys need to send me to a doctor where I can get therapy to get this, you know, body back in shape. I said, I can't hardly work because I sit in a chair 12 hours a day at a computer screen working. And I said, you know, built on top of that, on top of that, on top of that, you know, all this many months. It's taken its toll on me.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but, you know, technically they're supposed to have two people on this job, on this particular aspect of the job. I'm the only one.
It's all going to come out, Kelly. But I think
I hope
the
so.
Biggest thing you're reading is saying today, you're going to get vindicated. You're going to see that this is all going to be revealed, but that you have to focus on your health right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It really concerns me because I don't have a husband, I don't have a dad, I don't have a brother, I don't have anyone around me that can step in to help me take care of my household. Not that I would want
that.
I get it. I don't have a backup plan out here, you know, as far as people, you know. But also, I have one more question, and this is totally different. Today,
okay.
Got my emails, and I belong to AHIMA, and it's a membership, and I have my credential through them. Communities within there that's called Engage, and you can go into like a chat room, you know, people post up things. Well, I had trouble with this guy a while back last year. His name is Lawrence Barr, and then I just didn't see him anymore for a while. Well, he's back, and today I was following one of these streams that he's on, and because he just has such a negative attitude, it's like he wants to pick on people, and today.
Yeah.
He actually told me thank you because I had posted, he was looking for information and everybody was trying to, you know, resolve this question about CMS letting insurance companies and hospitals charge an extra 20% due to the pandemic for certain things. It's like a waiver thing. And so I found the document that discusses all of this, okay. And he was saying, well, you know, it'd be the coder's fault if they, you know, do this and find out the company got to pay it back. I'm so sick and tired of hearing this crap from him. So I posted it. She's a big doctor in the field, and she has her own practices, and she's got her own website, and she does Talk 10 Tuesdays. And I'm like, you know, this is a big person. She came into the group, and because I posted it in a community, in the library, she emailed me in that string, and she says, I'm sorry, I just can't find this. What did you name it? And I go, oh, I see what you mean, because I went and tried to find it myself. And I go, oh, I see what you mean, but I'm going to attach it here so you can have it, because I don't want to waste your time, more or less. Well, then Lawrence, he goes, thank you. This is exactly what I was, you know, looking for. I almost fell out of my chair. I've never seen him actually thank anyone.
I know. I think he realized what it says here. He realized your knowledge. You're somebody that he can respect. He don't respect most people.
Yeah.
And he struggles with, for some other, whatever reason that's within him,
yeah.
That, you know, people are inferior to him. But he is definitely happy with what you did here.
Well, I handed him his ass last year because he was, you know, trying to demean me, and I more or less told him right there in front of everybody in that group, you know, where he could get off on that. And nobody heard from him for months. I mean, you know, because that's what it takes. You know, you can't let people come in and start bullying other people around. That just doesn't fly, you know. And I just
supervisors or their bosses, and they demean people, and they, I mean, this
oh,
is
I
a,
know.
A, is a problem that's huge in corporate America. And it's, I talk to people every day that, well, I used to talk to people every day, that had those problems. But I will keep this in prayer, but I do see a good change for you. And you have to focus on your health right now.
Yeah,
that's,
I do.
That's where you're going to have to go.
I'm trying to get through school, and that takes time on the computer too. And I can't forego school, but you know, I met a really good financial accounting manager. This guy knows his stuff, and he was part of the California system. I mean, he knows his accounting, and he knows it the health wise way. And I was like, wow, you know, because I mean, you don't get too many instructors like this. So I feel like I'm being fed. So I'm happy about that.
You are. And just focus on doing your health. Everything else is going to fall in place. Get the workman's comp and focus on school. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do because, I mean, it hurts so bad, Daisy, I can't hardly stand it. It's just like I put heat. If I put ice on it, it hurts worse. If I put heat on it, it's okay, but it's almost like, you know, it's not hot enough. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I can't raise my arm at all. I have to, you know, I have to coax it up with my other hand or using an object or something, but I can't use it at all. And I'm just
well,
oh, my God.
Focus on getting that better. Yeah. I'll keep you in prayer. Stay in touch, okay? You're
all
welcome.
Right,
God bless. Hello, you're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. Other than the smoke.
Yeah, you do sound
making
congested.
Me cough, a little congested, but I'm trying to stay in. Yesterday and today they said would be real bad, and it's so bad out there that I can't see across the road.
Oh,
a lot of smoke.
Not fun.
Yep.
Yeah, keep your window
closed. What can I do for you today?
Just anything you can tell me would be wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're about to be made happy. Ten of Cups is your first card. That's happy. Also, an improvement in your health. You know, but you know, being happy. Scripture talks about. Being in a positive is health for your bones. I mean, and the word is health for your bones. When we take in the word, it is health for our bones. But even laughing is good medicine, and just being happy. So you're going to see a happy time coming up. And a lot of it has to do with your harvest, with a breakthrough. This is a good financial aspect, and good news is coming. Says you're going to be a woman of money.
Hallelujah.
Like I said earlier, you know, if you have to be miserable, it's better to be miserable in comfort. But I don't see any misery here. I see the happiness making even your health issues better.
I
because you know, something about
forward.
Yeah, being able to give to others and people that have helped you, like your family and. It's just such a rewarding feeling, you know, and it looks like you're going to be able to do that. And it looks pretty eminent. And remember the cosmic weather today. That goes through clear to the weekend, so good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you for participating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I want to talk a little bit about... not being troubled. We all want peace. The next three scripture verses, John 20, 19, 21, 26, the disciples were all together behind closed locked doors. Jesus came in their midst and stood in front of them. And the first thing he said to them, peace be with you. Check verse 21 out. Jesus said it again, peace be with you, verse 26. He said it a third time, peace be with you. And he spoke this over them. In John chapter 16, verse 33, God said, "In me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation." That's where the word tells us that we're going to have trouble in this world. In John 14:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." We have a peace covenant with Jesus. He gives us his peace. We need to receive it today. We need to receive it by faith. We need to take it in and take it by faith. No matter what happens, we should acknowledge God and accept the peace Jesus gives us. Sometimes it takes difficulties for us to develop. Psalm 29:11 says, "The Lord will give his people peace." We need to receive that today. You need to trust God no matter what's happening. And receive it. Just take it. Take it into your heart. Okay, let's move on here and take some more calls. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy, it's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. A lot of smoke, a little bit of cough, but I'm okay.
Okay. Probably would have to talk to you offline. Found out some information today. So,
okay.
I think in the long run, it's good. Yeah, it's good, but I don't even know what to say.
What's coming to my mind about the cosmic weather, about Mercury being retrograde, that's affecting us till mid-November. And that means that men can be confusing, communicating, they can kind of, and we can feel less assertive about wanting to fix it or less assertive about anything as far as that goes. Go ahead.
Our friend is potentially getting married. So, long story.
Okay.
Long story. Yep. And just a lot of drama. But, you know, it is what it is. And I don't know. Oh, and our other friend is on his way out. The cop, Calvin, he's on his way out.
Out of the force?
Nope. Out.
Health-wise?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I saw that last time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, serious. You know.
Yep. So, but we'll talk offline. I was in line because, you know, I'm supporting the show.
Thank you.
It's really good. So, yeah. So, I didn't know. Thank you very much. I was just listening in. But we'll talk.
Okay. Well, I show peace coming to you. Also, I'm just doing a general run here. There's a little sadness right now.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the surprise information. And there was no indication of this. So it was like totally knocked you off guard for a
deception.
Minute.
Deception. Deception.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a planetary deception. So, and I felt it. I just didn't know how to put it into words, but deception.
Yeah. But I think you need to, it's saying you need to focus on your own goals right now and just put all these aside, all these men aside, and you're going to just focus on your goals, what your goals are and what your intentions are. That's what I have to do too. That's like the lady I talked to earlier about going to school. I'm going to focus on that. And will come, you know. And I'm not gonna project anything. I'm just gonna focus on what I need to do.
Okay.
And you do too.
Yep.
You do too.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
We'll talk soon. Thank you for participating.
Okay.
Thank you.
You.
God
baby.
Bless. You're welcome.
Bye.
Oh no.
Hello.
No,
you're
no,
on
no.
the air.
No, it's me, Linda. I hopped in because I tried to listen to the show. Sorry, it put me back on.
Okay, that's all right. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
So good to hear from you. Oh,
good.
I have some major, major stress I need to talk to you about. So as you know, I'm opening my own agency for children with special needs. But I kind of have to take, yes, I have to take a leap of faith and resign from my current agency, which is a stable job. You know, I have 7 clients right now I'm taking care of. It's in-home therapy. And in order to become credentialed with my organization, I have to resign from my current one since I'm credentialed with them. So I'm so scared. I'm so scared. It's giving me anxiety.
Okay, let's look at this.
Yes.
Let's look at this. It says you're making the right choice, the very first card. And this is you're going to end up having a great feeling of fulfillment. You know, you're going to enjoy having your own agency, and you're going to enjoy the people that you're working for, and there is some anxiety about leaving the place you're at, you know, we're in, or but you're supposed to do this.
Yeah, the man I work for is such a sweetheart too. He cares. He genuinely cares, not about his staff, but also about our clients, which says a lot. So, and he's been nothing
yes,
but great to me. So I'm so afraid he's going to be angry at me once I resign, but I have to.
I think he's going to be disappointed, but not angry, you know, because you're an asset. And just keep putting light, use your imagination here, and keep putting a light around both of you. And it's okay for him to be disappointed. Everybody's disappointed when you lose something good, you know, but not angry, not angry. This is a new beginning for you. And I am so glad to hear that people care, because there's a lot of people that are in that for just the money.
That's,
you know,
why a partner and I decided to do it, to be completely honest, because there are so many agencies that are just, excuse my language, but just shit. They don't care about their clients.
Yeah.
They're just in for to make a profit. But at the same time, you know, I'm just scared because there's a waiting period about 4 weeks to get into network with, you know, most insurance, sometimes even longer with insurance agencies. So that means there could be a time period where I have no salary. And that's scary.
Well,
I just
want
to pay the rent and be able to feed myself. That's all.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I want you to know that nothing's impossible with God, and don't limit what He can do here, because of you're going to be blessed for what you're doing. Those people, I have a daughter, a disabled daughter. She's at daycare right now while we're speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I am fortunate. I have a really good daycare. They care about them. You know, it's not
mm-hmm.
like they are all trying to deal with this California governor that keeps putting restrictions on them. It's very making it difficult for them, but they're getting through
right.
it. And you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed because those people are, they can help themselves. You know, they need people that help them. And, they, you know, it's like when I take my daughter to the park, for instance, well, we had a birthday party and there was nobody there. And it was like I could turn her loose, go swing and go do this. And nobody there to ridicule her. And so, because I watch her guard her, basically. And there are cruel people out there. There are people that don't care about
sure.
these people. There are other people that have wrong perceptions about them. And you're going to be blessed
for sure.
because of what you do. And don't let fear take hold of you or keep you from believing. This is mm-hmm. we're going to pray for this, and it's going to go through fast.
Thank you.
You keep
Thank
using
you.
Your creative visualization. Good time for that right now. And but many, many places, we're reassured that all things are possible with God, and God can do anything, and he can get us past this, you know, the legal dot up the I's and cross the T's paperwork. It's very frustrating sometimes, the government aspect of it. But I feel like it's going to be okay. If you need me, I give my email address. I don't know what's going to happen about that. I am going back to school, and I'm going to just focus on that right now and not worry about anything.
Congratulations. Good for you, Dina.
Thank you.
I'm happy for
you. I'm going to amaze myself and everybody else. You're welcome. God bless.
That you do in being here for us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye. God bless.
Bye. Okay. We have 14 minutes left, so I want to approach a subject that affects a lot of people. And I've been asked this, how could a loving God allow suffering and evil to happen in our lives? Well, heaven allows what we allow. And just like I was talking to the last caller here, there are people that really care and then there are people that don't care. And that's, we're divided in that, in the spiritual realm as well as divided in this country. But God, you know, we all have these thoughts that run through our mind about, and it really robs us of enjoying our relationship with the most beautiful being in the universe. And any doubts of his goodness lead to low and negative expectations. And we all know you are what you think. What you pay attention to is what you're creating. So we need to believe in the goodness of God. We need to understand that he's very touched by our feelings and infirmities. And we need to change the way we look at love, you know. If God forced everybody to do what was right, it would be slavery. Or like, you know, he didn't create robots. So life would become meaningless and there would be no virtue if it was forced virtue, no honor if it was forced, no love if it was forced love. So suffering was born when man chose to disbelieve and disobey God. That's when suffering came into the world. Jesus came into the world to take it away. And there's really nothing that can separate us from the love of God except ourselves by disbelief. We need to understand and believe that God doesn't cause evil. He can bring in good in the midst of evil, and I believe he will. So, Father God, I believe in the goodness of you and that you're always good. And I believe that you will bear our pains and that you will give us the power of choice. And we choose today to believe and honor you. And no matter what, nothing can separate us from you. We know this is a perilous time and that we're in the last days and the beginning of tribulation begins. But we also know that you promised to take us out of it. So I ask that you touch each and every person that called today with the particular personal things in their life and show them your love in Jesus' name. I will be in touch with everybody when I have the next radio show, and maybe with a bit of luck, I can do them more often than once a month. Since it depends on what happens here, but this is actually what I can afford right now, and once a month. But we will do what we can do. And till next time, be blessed, think good thoughts, and I'll see you next month. God bless.